Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast on resource allocation and management in VMware vSphere. I'm site editor Colin Steele, and our guest today is VMware expert Eric Siebert. He's a senior systems administrator who also runs the site vSphereLand.com. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Great, thanks. Glad to be here.
Can you start off by telling us how VMware's distributed resource scheduler works for balancing VM workloads?
Sure. The distributed resource scheduler, also known as DRS, utilizes the vMotion feature to provide automated resource optimization through automatic migration of VMs across hosts in a cluster. DRS can also provide initial placement of VMs on any host in the cluster when you power them on. And it also makes automatic resource relocation and optimization decisions as hosts or VMs are added or removed from the cluster. You can also configure DRS for manual control so that it only provides recommendations that you can review and then carry out as you feel fit. DRS utilizes resource pools and clusters that combine multiple host resources into a single entity. Multiple resource pools can also be created so that you can divide the resources of a single or multiple host into separate entities. Currently, DRS will only migrate VMs based on availability and CPU and memory resource utilization. It does not take into account high disk or network utilization to load balance VMs across hosts. When a VM experiences an increased load, DRS first evaluates its priority against established resource allocation rules. From there, if justified, it redistributes VMs among the physical hosts, trying to eliminate contention for resources. vMotion will then handle the live migration of the VM to a different host with complete transparency to end users. The dynamic resource allocation ensures that capacity is preferentially dedicated to the highest priority applications while maximizing overall resource utilization.
Okay, and how can solutions providers monitor resource usage on VMs and on their hosts?
It's important when monitoring VM performance that you rely on tools that are designed for virtual environments. Many of the operating system tools, such as Windows Perfmon, are not really designed to look at the virtualization layer and will often provide inaccurate results on certain counters and measurements specific to the VMs, like the CPU and the memory counters. VMware's ESX and ESX hypervisors and vCenter server have built-in performance monitoring tools they can use to more accurately monitor the performance of your host and VMs, and they're the best choice when monitoring VM performance. vCenter provides configurable performance statistics collections so that you can view both real-time and historical statistics going back as far as you want. ESX and ESXi hosts that are not managed by a vCenter server are limited to providing real-time statistics and only up to 60 minutes of historical statistics. Additionally, the ESXtop and RESXtop command line utilities can provide great real-time information on a wide variety of relevant performance statistics and are very useful for performance troubleshooting. There are also a number of performance-related alarms that can be set so that you quickly be alerted of performance problems in your environment. For more detailed reporting and monitoring, there's a lot of third-party utilities out there that really take the performance monitoring and reporting to a whole different level and give you a lot more information.
Great. Is there a method for doing chargeback for resource usage in vSphere?
Well, currently, there is no method built into vSphere itself to do this, but there are very limited resource reporting capabilities that vCenter can provide. But VMware does make a separate product in their vCenter line called a vCenter Chargeback that fully integrates with vSphere and can perform cost analysis, measurement, and reporting of VM resource usage. There are also, in addition, several third-party products such as vKernel's Chargeback utility that can do this for you as well, so you can get basically a handle on what type of resources are being used by what VMs and charge it back to the appropriate departments.
And finally, Eric, vSphere 4.1 just came out, and I want you to tell us a little bit about some of the new resource controls that are available in that new version.
Sure. There's two real important ones that came out with 4.1, which was released last week. They'll provide better control for both storage and network I/O. The first one is called Storage I/O Control, and it allows the quality of service prioritization to be set on storage I/O activity. This control is enabled on a whole data store, and once set, you set a level of latency, and once that is reached, the storage I/O is prioritized by shares or set levels of I/O operations per second, also known as IOPS, This new control will guarantee that the critical VM receives a higher priority to the storage resources, the need to keep the performance intact, and make sure that the certain VMs that aren't as critical don't negatively impact and hog the storage resources from the ones that really need it. In addition, there's also a new control for network I/O that provides traffic management controls, which allow flexible partitioning of physical NIC bandwidth between different traffic types. That includes virtual machine traffic, vMotion, fault tolerance traffic, and IP storage traffic. This new control is only available for the distributed vSwitches and not available for the standard vSwitches. This allows you to guarantee that certain critical network traffic, like the storage traffic in particular, iSCSI and NFS, gets top priority for your hosts because that traffic is the most important. And if that stuff gets derated, it can really have a big impact on the host and the VMs running on the host. So it basically allows you to prioritize your traffic and provide a quality of service for your network I/O to improve the network optimization of the host.
Eric Siebert, thanks for your time and for telling us about resource allocation and management in vSphere.
Great, thank you.
And thanks for listening to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast.